SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
When a dietitian named white rice as something she'd never put in her shopping trolley, I was intrigued and a little confused. From Egyptian koshery to Indonesian nasi goreng, rice is a star of so many national dishes, and it feeds half the planet. In many parts of Asia, the first thing people will say to each other is, "Have you eaten rice yet?" So should we really be avoiding these grains? I'm Lee Tran Lam, host of a podcast called Should You Really Eat That? In this show, I try to untangle the cultural, social, and nutritional confusion over the staples in our diet. And rice, bread, tea, coffee, cheese, and seafood are on the menu. I talk to dietitians and experts on nutrition.
People are super interested in the different ways you can brew coffee and what's the best way.
And I ask baristas about whether we should actually be adding olive oil or salt to our coffee, as recent food trends have suggested. And they point out what also matters when you're brewing a long black or latte.
If you're at home and you just have very bad tap water, doesn't matter what coffee you're going to buy, it's not going to taste good, because the water is 98% of that beverage.
On the show, we drink and spill a lot of tea, or scandal water, as it was called in the Victorian era.
That probably was 60, 70 cups of tea consumed in 2 hours.
And learn what the science says on whether it's best to dunk it from a tea bag, brew it with loose leaf, or even zap it in the microwave. I also talked to restaurateurs like Chat Thai's Palissa Anderson.
In Thai, the name of it is Limpua, which means this rice is so good, I've forgotten about my husband.
And Attica's Ben Shuri.
I actually couldn't work out the sustainability of anything, and so I took finfish off the menu completely for 2 years.
The show also features Shannon Martinez, Zinyi Lim, Chris Jordan, and other chefs. And we digest everything from vegan cheese to whether bread really deserves its current status as a nutritional bad guy. The forces that shape what we eat go far beyond what's supposedly quote-unquote good for us. So join me as I explore our changing attitudes to what we consume, from burrata to jollof rice, Turkish tea and beyond. The podcast is Should You Really Eat That? And you can follow it on your favourite podcast app or listen at sbs.com.au/shouldyoureallyeatthat.